Hey, Charlie, this is Al Quie. You're retiring. I tell you, it's a wonderful life when you're retiring. There's all kinds of things you can do. It's exciting when you're working. But my memories of you are just fantastic. And I love what you've done and done for the state. So congratulations on a wonderful life so far. You got a great one ahead of you.
I think I did the hat trick on governors this morning. Yeah. Vic Anselmo, our president, vice president in charge of everything here at WCCO Radio. My family has arrived. My daughter Jamie, her daughter Hadley, and her husband Luke, and David, my grandson, and Eric, the father of all.
Charlie, what a wonderful morning.
Oh,
what a wonderful morning. And it's so nice to see everybody here in the studio.
This is our general manager, Mick Anselmo, and you made this all possible.
Well, no, Charlie, you made this all possible. You know, I've been in the business a long time, and I've been at CCO for 2 years. So I'm not from CCO, but I got here as quick as I could, Charlie.
Thankfully.
I got here fast enough to get a chance to spend 2 years of my broadcast career with you active and passionate and engaged on the air. And what most people don't know is you and I get to sneak out for breakfast about once a month.
I enjoy that.
Because I can't get enough of Charlie Boone.
Ah.
And I want to tell you something. I think that when you get a chance to reflect, which isn't today because there's too much going on, that you really take back and you sit back and you understand the friends you made, the hearts that you filled with warmth and friendship, that you had not only a fabulous career, but you have left an indelible mark on the upper Midwest in the countless lives of millions of people. And for that, Charlie, we all thank you. God bless you.
Mick Anselmo, thank you so much. Pleasure working for you, Mick. Like Brett Favre, I was tempted. I almost re-upped, but thank you so much for being here. And for Ray Christensen on the line? Oh, marvelous.
Here I am, Charlie.
Ray, how are you?
I'm just fine. And how are you?
I'm fantastic. Now that I see my grandsons, Calvin and Charlie, and beautiful Shelley, and Chris, my son, over there, the whole family's here.
Oh, it's important.
And tears are streaming down my cheeks.
Yeah.
It's a joyful time. It really is.
It really is. And I can't add a whole lot to except amen to everything that's been said. But I want to say that there's something unique for me. Back in May of 1963, Bill Bennett worked at LOL, as I did, and you and he were going to have lunch together, and you invited me to come along. And we sat down, we chatted, and then you said, there's just an opening now at CCO. You really ought to go over and talk to them. So I went over and talked to them, and the rest is my history, which I've been fortunate to share with you.
And interestingly, you were another bit of history, March 9th, 1977.
Right.
When you were sitting in for Roger.
I was sitting in for Roger, so it was Boone and Christensen that day, and we were in the smaller studio. And our guest was Carol Heen from Normandale College. And I'm quoting Ramona now, just 30 minutes ago when she was reminded of that. And I said, oh, I'm going to bring it up. Don't worry. But she said, when you came home, you said there was a guest there from Normandale College and there was electricity between Carol and Charlie. And I said, I told Charlie that I would call her on his behalf, believe me. And he said, I already did. And, of course, the rest is history for you and Carol.
You know, you told a wonderful story, and I still use it every once in a while, about the guy that had gone to the restaurant, and he said it was such a great place to eat, and was remarking the ambiance and the food. And the guy says, what's the name of the restaurant? And he couldn't think of it. He had a senior moment. I don't know. What's the tall, thin, the flower with thorns? And the guy said, Rose? And he said, yeah, Rose, what's the name of that restaurant? I tell that story all the time, Ray.
It's one of my favorite senior moment stories, Charlie.
It is. It is indeed. Well, you know, you retired, and how did it feel when you retired? It had to be tough for you, too.
Not necessarily. I planned on it for a whole year. My last year of football was the year 2000, and of course then I'd finished up in basketball in 2001. And I had planned at the start of the season to retire, but I knew that Dave Lee was interested in doing the play-by-play, so I told him that I was going to retire, but if he announced it on the air, I would deny it. And he, of course, didn't. But this way he knew and could prepare accordingly. So I was ready. And still, once in a while, somebody will make a great run for a touchdown, or somebody would sink a three to give the Gophers the lead at Williams Arena. And I think, gee, I would have liked to have done that one play. But other than that, no, I sit back and listen. And if things are really going bad, I can get up and go to the bathroom or something.
I got you. Well, it's what a pleasure knowing you as a friend and as a broadcaster, and you've made such a contribution to this community, the Gophers, and to us here at WCCO.
Well, if I come even close to what you've accomplished, then I've been
way and above
rewarded. So we have shared so many broadcasts, Charlie, but I want you to know, and it's so important because this goes on forever, we share a friendship.
We do indeed, and I'm so glad you've been having the opportunity to record audiobooks for the Communications Center at Services for the Blind. That's been such a passion for me.
Well, you have done an increasingly good job on that. I am indebted to you for making me aware of it and bringing me in on that, too. Thank you.
My greeting to Ramona.
I will. I thank you, and... Well, I've already said about the electricity between you and Carol, and so along that electricity, I send my best friendship to Carol and to the rest of your family.
Thank you very much. Ray Christensen, ladies and gentlemen, here on WCCO, this beautiful December morning, 8:14, 10 above.
Susie, baby.
The good old days. Hey, Charlie, this is Bobby V. You and I started together back in 1959, and I cherish my early days in the Fargo-Moorhead area, the record hops and the Charlie Boone platter parties and all the good time rock and roll. And here we are, 50-plus years later, and still rocking. And I wish you the very, very best in your retirement.
Susie, baby.
Turning out to be a beautiful, gorgeous day. Speaking of gorgeous.
Well, Charlie,
shall we get our guest?
Thank you.
Carol Heat is with us, director of the competency. That's a tough word, isn't it?
Let's both try it once, and after that, we'll call it CompEd or CBE, okay?
Competency Based Education Program at Normandale Community College.
Do you want me to leave? This is, after all, a meeting of the alumni of Southwest State.
That's right. Carol is one of the original Southwest State University at Marshall graduating class, of which Boone and Erickson are honorary members.
Right.
That was her. That was she. That was Carol Heen, and who became my wife that following December 10th. Roger said it'd be a cold day when Charlie gets married again. It was 22 below zero on the farm. Right?
Yes, we did get married on the farm.
How are you?
I'm great. It's a great day.
It is a great day. It's interesting that this final day at ZCO is one of the greatest days of my life. Oh, thank you all. I didn't think we'd get this emotional. But thank you all. It's been marvelous. We've had a pretty good run, too, kid.
Yeah.
You're my best friend. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Abby. She had a car pick me up this morning. I didn't have to drive to work. A car was out there, a town car. And
no shoveling today.
No shoveling. Chauffeured me in to work, and that's pretty nice. Thank you so much. I love you.
Well, you're deserving of all these great things they're saying.
Thank you, dear. Whatever you got next.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Good morning. Good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning. Good morning.
That's my Gomer Pyle voice.
How can a guy that talks like that
sing like this?
WCCO.
this Christmas? And what have you done?
Oh, a lot of friends are here this morning. Warren Kelly's here. Warren Kelly's the reason I can retire. I don't owe any money, and I gave him a few bucks to put away, and my pension from AFTRA, and I think I can make it. Might have to come back if I spend too much. One of my pride and joys is here, as I mentioned, the family, and Christopher Boone is part of that family with Calvin Boone and Charlie Boone over there, little guy, and... Christopher, this is a marvelous day for your old daddy.
I feel the love in the room.
I do too. You have something to read.
I do. It's nothing I
can't read anything right now.
Well, yeah, I doubt I'll get through this either. Yeah, you put me on right as the whole thing breaks down, right? I didn't write this either. This is actually from the governor, Governor Pawlenty. State of Minnesota Proclamation. There's a bunch of whereas clauses here. Whereas Charlie Boone has been part of the broadcast family at the legendary WCCO radio for 51 years. And whereas Charlie Boone has been a constant source of information for his radio listeners. Election night results, school closings, severe weather, breaking news. Charlie Boone has kept Minnesotans safe and informed over the years. And whereas Charlie Boone has been an entertainer for the people of Minnesota throughout his career. The Good Morning Song is etched into the memories of Minnesotans, as are his wonderful array of characters and bits, worst jokes, Minnesota Hospital, Point of Law, and whereas Charlie Boone is a star on his own, but he will be remembered forever as half of the legendary duo of Boone and Erickson and the Good Morning Show for more than 30 years. Even now, they continue to entertain audiences at the Old Log Theater and community gatherings. And whereas Charlie Boone has been a pillar in the community. With his dedication to local charities and nonprofit organizations, he has recorded books for the blind for many years, appeared at and hosted hundreds of Minnesota fundraisers, and was Commodore of the Minneapolis Aquatennial. And whereas December 18th, today, will be Charlie's last show on WCCO Radio. Charlie Boone is a true legend in Minnesota and without question one of our finest good neighbors. I now, therefore, Tim Pawlenty, Governor of Minnesota, do hereby proclaim Saturday, December 18th, 2010, to be Charlie Boone Day in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. Congratulations.
Can't ask for anything more than that.
Suitable for framing.
Yes, yes, I should say. And having my son read it even means more.
My pleasure. Congratulations.
Good to have you with us. Thank you very much. You're a pride and joy. And Shelley, is Shelley here today?
She is. Hiding in the...
Hi, Shell.
Nickel seats.
Shelley has a wonderful business, she and Chris, called Dezinia, which is a graphic design business, and they bought the old Pilney Grocery building on West 7th in downtown, well, in St. Paul, not downtown, kind of out a little further west.
On the skirts.
That's a wonderful old building.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Historic building.
Some of it works. Some of it doesn't.
Well, I hope you have a great party tonight.
I hope so, too. Should be fun.
Yeah, should be great fun. I saw Don Stoltz over there, and we got some more guests here in just a moment. Who's on the line? Is Big John on the line?
Yes, Charlie.
Big John, what number were you?
What number?
Yeah.
You mean the football number?
Yeah.
78.
78?
Yeah.
At California. Dr. John, you have made such a contribution to this community. I shrink in size compared to you, but I want to. I count you as a friend, and that's great to hear your voice. I thank you for your participation.
He's gone.
Is he still there?
John is gone.
John is gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Travis is right around the corner. This is a dear friend of mine in the food business who operates First Course on Chicago and 56 and just back from Italy. And I've had so many great food experiences with your marvelous restaurant. He's from South Dakota. What town is South Dakota?
Eureka,
South Dakota. Eureka! And great to have you come by this morning. I appreciate that. And Don Stoltz is out there. Where are you, Don?
Right here.
Okay. Roger, would you bring the maestro over? Okay. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Calvin. You want to say anything, Calvin?
Sure.
You want to say anything?
Sure.
What would you like to say?
I don't know.
That's good. You can read the weather.
I don't know. I'm
10
not
above.
Very... What?
It's 10 above.
Seriously?
Going for maybe 15.
That's hotter than usual.
That's hotter than usual. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Barb Heen is here with Christopher and Eric and Les Heen, Carol's brother.
Dr. John is back.
Dr. John is back. Can you put him on?
Yep, here he is.
Hello, John.
Hello, Charlie.
We got cut off there for a second, John.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No,
I don't know how
okay.
it happened.
No, no problem.
Listen, as far as Mignette and I are concerned, you and Raj are Minnesota. When we came here 43 years ago, that's the first thing we heard was the two of you. And since that time, you've been good friends and been people that we have loved and listened to over the years, seen at the old log, everywhere around Minneapolis, played tennis with you at Duff's tournament, and it's just a delight. And I'm going to miss you and look forward to seeing you even after your retirement.
Well, I'm not quite finished with your book, The Miracle of Transplantation, but boy, it sure is a wonderful story, and the appendicitis was the sparkling moment that got you into medicine.
Absolutely. Something like that, you know, that shakes you up and you're looking at the Grim Reaper and all of a sudden you say, my gosh, the people that are around me are the ones that I admire the most, the doctors and the nurses, and I said, I want to be one of them if I get out of here.
And you certainly have been saving thousands of lives.
Well, I've been privileged to be in the right place at the right time, and to have friends like you and Raj has been something that has just been marvelous for Mignette and myself.
You know who's sitting right here right now, a man that you know very well, the empresario of the Olog Theater, Don Stoltz.
My most favorite person.
Thank you.
I love that man. His theater and the things that he does are just unbelievable. He like you and Raj are Minnesota.
That's a nice thing to say.
Isn't it
nice?
Nice
thing to hear, yes. I'm not here to congratulate you, Charlie. I think this is just another one of your big mistakes.
What is a big mistake?
You're retiring.
Oh, my
yes,
retirement.
I agree.
You really think I should do a Favre, huh?
I think you should go on. I think this is ridiculous. The only good thing I can think about your retiring is I won't have to get up Saturday mornings early to listen to you and Jack Farrell talk about wine.
Well, you can still do it, you know. You can still listen to Jack.
Oh, is he going on? I thought
of
he
course.
Was retiring,
no,
too.
No, not anyway.
Well, for a guy who... You two haven't been very effective. I'm still drinking Thunderbird.
Well, maybe we can introduce you to something a little better. Better than Two-Buck Chuck.
Well, when are you coming back?
To the Olog?
No, to WCCO.
Oh, well, that I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
I'd give you a job at the Olog, but you don't like to memorize lines.
No, I don't. I don't like to memorize. That's why I got into radio. That's why I got out of theater.
Yeah, well, you better go back into radio. There's a place for you.
Is there a place for me?
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's ridiculous. I don't believe in retirement for anybody.
Well, you've never tried it.
I haven't thought
you
of that.
You might like it.
I don't think so.
No? It's good to have you with us this morning.
Well, it's nice to be here, Charlie.
And we'll see you next June at the Olog, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Good.
And I'm not congratulating you.
Okay. Don Stoltz. He's a few years more than most of us, but he's still active and wily and a marvelous sense of humor and a dear friend. Thank you, Don. It's a pleasure. Now, the news on WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's 8:30. We have 10 above. And now, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Charlie. We've got quality and 10 above right now, Minneapolis.